So, I contacted Toy Boy 0069 to write me a story that I could read. And the deal is that I have to record the first reading. And that's what this is. Here is the boss, the secretary, and Lily from accounting. Lily was just your everyday girl next door, working her everyday job in an everyday company. And today was supposed to be just like every other day, but it wasn't. Just like she had done so many times before, Lily walked up to the boss's office with the monthly reports. She had done this so often, in fact, that she was on a first name basis with the big boss. Craig would look over the reports, sign them, and maybe they'd have a cup of coffee together, depending on his schedule. And she had to admit, Craig was a rather handsome man, even though he was quite some years older than she was. But with his dark eyes and thick black hair, she couldn't help but feel he was quite popular with the ladies. Of course, his quiet and gentle way of carrying himself were a big factor as well. By the time her head had wandered there, Lily had reached Samantha's desk. Samantha was the boss's secretary and was quite the intelligent woman, even though she didn't really look the part. But even with her blouses always looking as if they burst under the pressure from her huge fake tits, she managed to juggle Craig's busy schedule and several other tasks on the side. Today, her desk was empty, though. That wasn't normal. Samantha was always on her station. After waiting a couple of minutes, Lily decided to just go on without clearing. She had come here so often that Craig shouldn't be surprised to see her. She approached his office door. The moment she wanted to knock, she could hear sounds coming from inside. Were those muffled screams? Could someone be in trouble? Carefully, she opened a door, peeking in through the crack. She brought her hand to her mouth, suppressing a gasp at the view she got. Right in front of her, she could see Samantha bent over Craig's desk, her huge tits hanging out of her blouse. Her red hair was being pulled back by Craig as he stood behind her, slamming his body into hers. She could clearly hear Samantha's moans and squeals now. Lily wanted to turn away, but she was somehow left mesmerized by the scene in front of her. Nervously, she fumbled with her long curling brown hair. She could feel herself getting redder with every moan from Samantha's mouth. Carefully, she slipped a hand under her skirt, rubbing over her panties. Oh my god. She was not a complete prude, but this was new to her. She had never seen these two people in such a way, and she felt a need growing inside her. A need for them. Mm-hmm. She winced when the sound of Craig slapping Samantha's ass filled the room. But with every slap, she felt her fingers instinctively push harder on her panties. By now, the two of them were reaching a crescendo of moans and screams, leaving Lily biting her lip to avoid making a sound herself. She could see Samantha clawing at the desk with her long manicured nails when Craig bent over and grabbed her breast. Soon, the both of them froze in place. Muscles tightened as they both came. Lily was breathing heavy by now, her fingers getting wet, even through her panties. When Craig fell back in his chair, she thought it was over, and she got ready to leave. But to her surprise, Samantha lowered herself between Craig's knees and seemed to be sucking him off. Fuck. Lily edged closer, taken in by the spectacle in front of her. By now she had slipped her hand inside her panties, sliding a finger between her lips. Fuck. Oh my god. She moaned softly at the slurping wet sounds coming from Samantha as she gave the most vigorous blowjob Lily could imagine. After some of the wettest sounds Lily had ever heard, Samantha got up and turned her ass towards Craig. Oh my god. Slowly she lowered herself on his lap, her eyes rolling to the back of her head the moment he entered her. Fuck, train. Sorry about that. Lily bit her lip again, but this time she couldn't suppress a little squeak when she put too much pressure on her finger and slid it in her pussy. Both Craig and Samantha turned their heads at the sound of the squeak, looking straight back at Lily through the crack in the door. In one glance, they could clearly see her with her hands sticking in her panties. Lily, Craig said, not slowing down his upward thrusts into his secretary. You'll have a better view if you come in. Oh, fuck. Lily felt her face turn red, and she wanted to run. But her curiosity was overtaking her. She took her hand out of her panties and walked into the room. She could see Craig grinning at her, and Samantha too caught up in the moment to even care.
Oh my god.
Well, don't hold back for us, Craig said. You can continue what you were doing before. Lily turned red again, but Craig just kept encouraging her. Oh god, come on, we already saw you do it. Lily sighed, but Craig was right. She might as well enjoy herself. She slipped her hand back in her panties, moaning as she slid her finger back in her pussy. She started massaging her pussy, mesmerized by Samantha's bouncing breasts. Oh, fuck. She... blinked when Craig's hand moved into her view, grabbing one of the breasts. "You like these, don't you?" Craig asked, squeezing the breast in his hand and drawing another moan from Samantha. "Oh, why don't you taste them? They're really good. I should know." Wasn't sure what she was doing. She felt as if in a trance as she walked to the couple, her hands still in her panties. Bending over, she bobbed her head, trying to match the bouncing tits in front of her. Until she finally latched on, letting her lips clamp onto the nipple. Her tongue started playing over the nipple, drawing long moans from Samantha's lips. Craig could only laugh. "She seems to like it," he reached over, slipping his hand under Lily's skirt. Said, tucking her panties. "Oh my God." By now, Lily was too far gone to even care. She slipped off her panties, letting them drop down her legs. She could feel Craig's hand sliding up her leg, and she went when his fingers brushed over her pussy. "Oh, Samantha, you should feel how wet she is." He pulled back his hand, his fingers glistening with Lily's juices. Samantha looked down to his fingers. And moved her face towards them, licking them clean. "She tastes good." She looked at Lily. "Get on the desk, facing me." Lily looked confused, but did as she was told. "Lift your skirt and spread your legs." "Fuck." Lily just kept staring at the breast bouncing in front of her as she obeyed. Now Samantha started bending forward, still bouncing on Craig's cock. She brought her face to Lily's pussy, planting her lips on there and sliding her tongue in. As she felt Samantha's tongue slide through her pussy, Lily grabbed the edges of the desk, biting her lips once more to try and hold back the sounds trying to escape her mouth. But that was all of no use. The moment Samantha's tongue slid up and started teasing Lily's clit. She threw her head back, letting out a half-muffled scream, going over in a moan, dying out as a whimper. Lily had no idea what was happening to her. She had orgasms before, but the feeling building inside her was different, bigger, and she could hear from the moans and the groans in front of her that Craig and Samantha weren't far from another orgasm either. Oh my god. Okay. As Craig started pounding Samantha's pussy even harder, Samantha reacted by burying her face even deeper in Lily's pussy. Lily grabbed Samantha by her red hair, her fingers cramping up in a tight grip, as an orgasm like she had never felt before rolled over her. As she felt the juices gushing out of her pussy into Samantha's mouth, Craig gave a deep growl as well, pushing his lower body into Samantha one last time, before collapsing in the seat beneath her, leaving his cum to drop from her pussy. Fuck. Samantha kept licking up Lily's juices. She reached down and started rubbing her clit. Soon, screaming her own orgasm between Lily's legs. Fuck. Lily slumped backwards, trying to catch her breath from this encounter. By the time she had come back to her senses, she could see Samantha was already buttoning up her blouse again, and Craig was putting his cock back in his pants. In a matter of seconds, the two of them stood before her as if nothing had happened. So, Lily, Craig broke the silence. I'm guessing you've got the monthly reports for me. Oh, God. How cheeky. Thank you, Toy Boy.